In this bulletin, the United Nations says more than 38,000 Palestinians have been displaced by the conflict in Gaza. At least 12 people killed by a cyclone in India. And in sport, Serena Williams earns her first victory in more than 3 months. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The United Nations says more than 38,000 Palestinians have been displaced by the fighting in the Gaza Strip. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesman for the Secretary-General, says more than 2,500 people have been made homeless.
41 educational facilities, including schools, 2 kindergartens and an UNRWA vocational center and a higher educational facility have been damaged, according to our people on the ground. The power supply across Gaza has been reduced to 6 to 8 hours per day on average, with a number of feeder lines not functioning. That, in turn, disrupts the provisions of health care and other basic services, including water, hygiene and sanitation.
Mr. Dujarric says the UN continues to actively engage Israelis and Palestinians towards an immediate ceasefire, but international diplomacy to end the week-long war appears to be making little headway. On Monday, the Israeli military unleashed a wave of heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, saying it destroyed 15 kilometres of militant tunnels and the homes of 9 Hamas commanders, while also killing a top Gaza leader of Islamic Jihad, another militant group. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shaya says Israel cannot demand peace and security while inflicting crimes and occupation on Palestinians.
Entire families have been killed and homes demolished by the brutal raids that spread death and terror. The gory images of children whose clothes are dripping in blood and who have died too soon are some of the biggest crimes punishable by international law.
A cyclone bringing winds of up to 160 kilometres per hour has made landfall in India's western state of Gujarat. Cyclone Tauktae is classified as extremely severe and has killed at least 12 people as it made its way over India's western coast. India's Weather Bureau says there have been wind gusts of up to 185 kilometres per hour and storm surges of up to 4 metres are possible. The cyclone adds to the misery in India, which is being devastated by the pandemic. The United States will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming 6 weeks as interest in vaccines waves domestically. The doses would come from the existing production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks, marking the first time that US-controlled doses of vaccines authorized for use in the country will be shared overseas. President Joe Biden says the United States will never be fully safe until the pandemic is under control.
This means over the next 6 weeks, the United States of America will send 80 million doses overseas. That represents 13% of the vaccines produced by the United States by the end of June. This will be more vaccines than any country has actually shared to date, 5 times more than any other country, more than Russia, China, which have donated 15 million doses.
To date, the US has shared about 4.5 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with Canada and Mexico. A panel of election observers has rejected claims of widespread voter fraud in last year's election in Myanmar. The Asian Network for Free Elections says the result was representative of the will of the people of Myanmar. The vote was won by Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. The military justified its coup in February by alleging massive voter fraud. A study has found that people who work more than 55 hours per week have a much higher risk of stroke and heart disease compared to those working up to 40 hours a week. The International Labour Organization study found that 745,000 people died in 2016 from those conditions due to working long hours. The study found that people living in Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific region were the worst affected. To sport, Serena Williams has earned her first victory in more than 3 months. She beat 17-year-old qualifier Lisa Pegato 6-3, 6-2 in the second round of the Emilia-Romagna Open, dominating the match after dropping her serve in the opening game. The former world number one hadn't won since beating Simona Halep in the Australian Open quarterfinals back in February. Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth, showers and 24 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Similar conditions for Melbourne, a top of 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 13. Wollongong, similar conditions, 19. Sydney, mostly sunny as well, a top of 20. Newcastle, much the same, also 20 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.